Let me tell you a story. I'm 13 years old and I'm in computer class in high school. And my friend looks over at me and he says, Hamza, type Kayla Collins clean onto Google right now. Kayla Collins clean. Okay. So I type into Google. I'm not sure what it is. And it turns out it's of some magazine like woman who's basically there nude. So, whoa. Okay, it makes me like a little bit flustered and horny straight away. And it's like, it feels naughty. So I close it off. Finish the class, end up walking home. And then I'm sat in my bedroom on my little laptop. And I'm thinking, what would happen if I searched her name, but I wrote dirty instead of clean? So I search up her name and write dirty at the end of it. And I see like full blown titties for the first time in my life online. And I remember there was this like this technique that the guys had been speaking about in school. So I could do this thing with my PB. And apparently it was supposed to be like really good for me. It was supposed to feel awesome. And so I go and pretty much masturbate for the first time in my life at age 12 or 13. And it's whoa, this is amazing. Like, I'm going to do this every day now. And what I didn't realize was for most guys, this is the experience of sexuality to begin with. It's this naughty feeling when you're hidden away from everyone, when you're silent, when you're not even like breathing properly, you're making no noises, you're constrained, you've got tiny restricted body language, and you're watching instead of taking part. I didn't realize just how bad this would be for me, that this would condition me, among most guys, to have quite a lot of problems when it actually came to being in a loving and sexualized relationship. There's many problems with watching porn, and some that you probably have never really thought of. The first one, just in a state of practicality, it wastes many hours a week because almost no guy watches porn and tries to bust like as fast as possible. Often you'll edge and you'll prolong the experience so it's more fun, and you'll spend like a little bit of enjoying time watching like porn or whatever it is that you're fapping to. And that's just literally just purely just unproductive. It's a few hours a week you could be spending on your goals. If, for example, you think right now that you've got some free time at the end of the day, the man that you want to become, your potential, that man, he's not spending that last 10, 20, 30 minutes of the day masturbating. He's spending it reading, learning, still working on like maybe a new goal. Half an hour a day, 10 minutes a day. That's actually very valuable time for a young, masculine, ambitious man. How you use your time really shapes your future for the rest of your life. And so if you spend just 1 or 2 or 3 hours a week watching porn and masturbating, what it's actually showing is that you don't think you're going to have that great of a future. You're conditioning yourself to waste time on something that's, you know, like this pleasurable thing that, you know, just makes you feel kind of good right now, but it's not actually good for you. Instead of relentlessly working on your goals, many young men need to be hit with a little bit of reality and be told, you know, that you could be spending a lot more of your time productively. You know, that 1 hour of porn, that 1 hour of video games that you say is for rest isn't actually for rest. Some guys say like, oh, you know, but porn's just to unwind at the end of the day. But if we scanned your brain wouldn't be resting. It's not that it's a productive time whilst you're resting or anything like that. Because you can imagine if we did some kind of like MRI scan of your brain, you would see it fire up and get all this dopamine and everything. It's not resting. It's very activated. If you think that, oh yeah, well, I want to rest and unwind at the end of the day, you can't play video games and watch porn. You need to sleep. You need to just relax. You need to like just sit there and maybe drink like a nice cup of tea and maybe talk to like a loved one. Those hours that you spend and that you waste, your future self is looking back and wondering and just wishing that you used them productively. By the way, bro, you're consuming all of these educational videos, which is awesome. But let's be more serious. There is a war on masculinity. And for us to win this war, we need you to join our gang. I'm welcoming you to the Adonis Gang. Come join your brotherhood by clicking the top link in the description right now and watching that welcome video after you finish watching this one. High value men like Adonis really value their time. And if you want a quick tip to make more money, value your time more Every successful guy that you look up to really values their time and they don't waste it on stuff like porn and masturbation. But an even worse effect of porn is the bad habits that it makes you do when it relates to sexuality. There's a few in particular. In general, when you're watching porn and masturbating, you'll use what's called the death grip, which is basically you use your hand to masturbate. But there's a lot more like dryness, friction, and how would you explain it in a non-vulgar way? Essentially, your hand isn't as soft as having real sex is. Your penis will get desensitized if you masturbate a lot using your hands, as most guys do. Most guys aren't aware that this is happening, and then they wonder when they eventually start to have sex why they can't maintain an erection through having sex, why it keeps going down. It's because when you stimulate your penis so hard, it makes it hard for like a woman's body to be enough for you. And so many men put themselves in this dark hole where the only thing that will like maintain their erection is their own hand and not even the woman that they end up loving, which can be a very sad experience. And so it can take a while for it to get like sensitized again, and you have to go like basically clean turkey and not use your hand. But another problem is this, like the psychology of this, you know, the naughtiness, like how it feels naughty and dirty to watch porn. It's something you do. You lock the door, you make sure your parents can't hear you. You sit there and, you know, you've got like the body language of someone who's doing something wrong, that, you know, it's like a bad thing. That's all psychologically conditioning you to really mess up like your sexual energy. And it's now being restrained and it's being like kinked. We are beings of sexual energy. What this means is a lot of our power in life comes from our sexual energy. But when you watch porn in the way that most guys have done, and when you masturbate, you don't do it in this loving way. You do it in this like quick, like monkey reaction to need to like splurt out your seed instead of using it productively. This causes such a huge issue. Like, for example, when you're watching porn and masturbating, you're not going to be breathing deeply. You can go and try this. Like, you know, if you are someone who faps, notice how shallow your breath will be as you fap. You're not going to be in this relaxed state that would have made you better in bed. What you're doing is practicing to literally be bad at sex, because for men, a lot, and it for women as well, but a lot of our pleasure in sex and a lot of like our ability to be good in bed comes to us actually being able to just breathe right. That's how you maintain your erection. That's how you're able to, like, you know, last longer and to go harder and to actually enjoy it, is by breathing fully. But when you're in this like naughty, reserved, locked door kind of feeling, you're not often going to breathe fully and like relax. So you're conditioning yourself to be like this shallow, nervous, insecure, scared little boy when eventually you're going to have sex. If you're someone who's fapped a lot and you've started to have sex, you may notice that like when you're having sex, it feels a little bit weird, like scary, fearful, unsafe. Because you, for 10 years, you condition yourself to think that when you were being sexual with your own hand, that was like a scary moment that, you know, you had to listen in and be scared. When actually, think about it, in the primal days, should you have been like feeling like scared and timid when you were having sex? Or should you have felt like the man, like this primal caveman, full of strength and like longevity? We've conditioned ourselves to act like scared little boys. And then we wonder why when we're having sex, we're overthinking about something else and we're trying to keep it down and stuff. When you quit fapping and you quit porn, you reclaim a lot of your sexual health. But I'll be totally honest with you, it takes quite a while. So if you're someone who's gotten onto NoFap right now and, you know, you're relapsing like every couple of days, but you're making some good progress and you're going a couple of days at a time without fapping, which is really good, it can take months or even years to build up like healthy sexual health again. The way that you do this is, again, through that full and deep breath when it comes to actually being attracted to a woman and about to have sex with her. There's a very vicious and embarrassing point with porn. It makes you condition yourself to be the watcher, to be a cuck, instead of the guy who's taking part. Because when we first started watching porn, for many guys, it was a lot more of this tame content. It was literally us looking at pictures of girls, for example. Like for me, it was like, you know, that girl in like a cafe just with like titties out. And it's like, whoa, okay, that's amazing. But as you watch porn over and over and over again, your tolerance to it kind of builds up, and suddenly pictures don't do it anymore. Then you move on to videos and you start with something soft, like lesbian videos or something, like undressing videos. Then eventually you start watching like dirtier and dirtier, till eventually it's like you're literally watching another man fuck the woman that you want. And then you might even watch even dirtier, weirder fetishes from that. What is happening is that psychologically you're constantly reinforcing yourself to be turned on at the thought of another guy sleeping with the woman that you want. And you're also deconditioning yourself to be turned on by actually sleeping with the woman yourself. So what this means is, and you might have experienced this as an adult if you have started to have sex, that you might often enjoy the fantasy and the thrill of the hunt of attracting a girl more than actually having sex with her. Because looking is how we've conditioned our sexuality. We've conditioned it through literally just like watching instead of taking part. We've developed ourselves into being cucks. Think about how fucked up that is right now. That's like the complete literal 180 of our like primal genetics. That was like the worst thing that you could do in our primal caveman times. It was a big fight, like a fight to survive and to reproduce. And these days we're voluntarily conditioning ourselves to be the guy who doesn't reproduce, and worse, to look at the guy who's reproducing and to stand here like a little monkey in the corner and just to like touch ourselves. So when it comes to actually having relationships, and when it comes to leveling up those relationships and escalating them and having this intimacy, a lot of men struggle to not just maintain the erection, but even to be turned on with the idea that they could have sex. And so for many men, they eventually get into a relationship. They have sex a couple of times, it's nice, and they lose interest very quickly. The sex gets very boring very quickly because for 10 years, they've conditioned themselves to care more about watching and to playing with themselves. When you quit watching porn and you quit masturbating, you naturally start to want to take part yourself more, and you start to be turned off when you think about or you do see another man having sex with a girl that you want, which exactly is like how you should feel. You shouldn't be turned on with like another guy sleeping with a girl that you want. You should be almost furious and actually like look away, or like want to get like almost a little bit angry, not turned on and sit there and keep watching and jacking off. There's a very interesting point as well. When you watch porn and you masturbate a lot, it makes you view sex as a means for ejaculation rather than to transmit love. So when we watched porn as when we were younger, the point of it was literally to just like ejaculate an orgasm. That was like the best part, right? But to have amazing sex, like spiritual sex, you don't make it all about the ejaculation. Instead, it's almost like a practice where you're not focused on the buildup of the ejaculation, because that makes you worse in bed when you're constantly like aware of your own sort of progress bar of busting a nut. But rather you're more focused on her and your connection and merge into like each other. It's kind of hard to explain, but like maybe it's something you'll understand in a few years. But if you want to be like mind-blowing at sex, you don't want to be thinking about your own nut, and you want to be thinking about like transmitting as much love and presence to this woman as possible. This is more like a spiritual like level up from what most guys understand. But the more that you masturbate, naturally you do it with this progress bar to nutting in your mind. Like that's like literally like all we keep in mind, is like building it up, then like edging a little bit, then letting it go down, then building it up, and basically like accidentally going past the point of no return and then busting a nut. Most guys have sex in the exact same way without realizing that that's level one sex. She might come back to you if she's got low standards, but if she's ever been with a guy who can like fuck in a spiritual way, you can't compete. Like a spiritual guy can take your woman very easily because they know how to have sex. And it's not about this progress bar to ejaculation. It's transmitting love. It's like this combination where you try to feel like you are the same person. It's where you realize what's called like the great one. Like, so essentially there's like a path in spirituality where you realize that we are all one, and sex is often the gateway to that. That can be a very magical, a very powerful feeling that, you know, we like normie guys who don't really understand spirituality, maybe hopefully we can get to. But if you're conditioning yourself to just be obsessed with your own ejaculation and you know, keeping that in your mind because you have been with porn, your presence when you're actually making love, your ability to, you know, really enjoy it, all goes down. But another vicious problem of porn is it makes you very, very insecure. Like, I remember being in high school and being so insecure and overthinking all the time about my dick size. I'm there 14, 15 years old, watching porn of, like, the porn stars who've got massive dicks and literally feeling horrible about it, thinking that mine was really small or something. Obviously, like, I was going through puberty at the time, but it really got to me. And also with how long they last and, like, their performance, many young men have this problem, but often we don't speak about it. But porn really messed up our, like, psychological perception of ourselves. It makes you think that your thing is too small, it's too skinny, that it's, you can't last as long, that you wish, like, you know, every, you're trying to change all these little things about you. Like, bro, when I was 16, 17, 18, 19, I started to do, like, weird stuff. I remember I started to take, like, a supplement stack to be able to, like bust bigger loads. That I was literally deep in the internet, literally trying to figure out ways of, like, increasing my dick size and everything. And so many guys can relate to that, which is, when you think about how fucked up that is, that we were all still children worried about the size of our genitals without realizing that what they show you in porn is, like, an amplified effect. You know, like how you see the rich guys on Instagram who've got all the women and the cars and stuff. It's not that that's fake, but that's, like, one little tiny bit of their life. Their normal day-to-day life is very similar to yours. They wake up, they work, they eat, whatever. But, you know, this, like, rich entrepreneur hosts a big party with a bunch of girls and takes pictures and stuff. It's kind of like that, where then you feel broker. When you watch porn, it's like you feel like your dick size is too small. When, if you never watched porn, you probably wouldn't have had that thought. If you were a caveman, would you be sat there thinking, oh man, it's too small? If you were a caveman, you wouldn't be thinking about that. You'd be more present, more powerful. Whatever the shape or the size of your penis, you wouldn't be insecure about it 20,000 years ago. We are today because we keep watching people who are essentially bigger, and a lot of it's like camera angles, fake. I can't believe how much of, like, a mental illness I developed as, like, a normal 15, 16-year-old. I was researching online, like, what's the average size? I knew it exactly for every age. I knew it. And I remember being sat next to some friends in high school where we went onto Google, and there was, like, a news article of, like, a man with a micro penis. Like, his penis was, like, 1 inch or something. And somewhere it said something about, like, a penis being 3 inches. And I had already, like, known exactly the sizes. So I knew that, like, for our age, we were, like, 14 or 15. The average was 3 inches. So I went, like, oh, what, 3 inches? That's, like, the average. Like, that's, like, for us right now. And one of my friends who must have gone through puberty earlier, he was, like, 3 inches. He went, like, that's so small. This is, like, the size of mine when I was, like, 14 or whatever. So I was, like, yeah. And he went, like, what? No, it's, like, it's more like six, bro. I was, like, what? Like, what the fuck? Like, he hit puberty, like, years before me. You know, like, you always had the kid in school who had, like, a mustache before everyone else. I was not him. So being, like, a late bloomer and also having these thoughts really fucked up my mind. It's like a funny story for me telling you now, but if you imagine like little me in high school trying to find his way in the life, trying to discover, like, what it is to be a man, this was such a waste of, like, mental turmoil. If you are, like, a young guy right now and these are the thoughts that you've had and you've been autistically searching up, like, how to increase your size or something, I can tell you that in 5-10 years time, like, this stuff stops being important at all. You stop, like, autistically researching, like, Kegels or how to, like, make it bigger or anything like that. You want to keep up your health so you can maintain, like, really good erections, like, based on the physical health and mental health. But so much wasted time, so much mental illness with, like, just watching porn and seeing the big logs that they have. So I want to give you an actionable step that can help you right now. And I want to ask you, where is the trigger usually? Where do you usually get triggered to watch porn and to masturbate? First of all, digitally, where is it? Do you often, like, you know, use your phone, go on a certain app or maybe a computer, and you kind of see something that triggers, like, starts the cascade of you then going on to watch porn? So, for example, I remember when I was 15, 16, 17 years old, I used Reddit a lot. Reddit is kind of like a social media. I use that, and there's a lot of porn on there. And so I'd scroll just like a Jeffrey, you know, bored, looking at all the posts and memes and stuff, and porn would just appear there. And so that used to be my trigger. I'd use Reddit. I remember trying to get onto NoFap and stuff, and I kept relapsing up until I deleted Reddit and, like, vowed not to use it. For you, it might be TikTok. It might be Instagram. You use these apps in an innocent way, and you end up stumbling upon something that triggers you to go down that, like, the point of no return. Or it could even be something to do with your real life. So, for example, it could be at 7 p.m., 8 p.m., 9 p.m., you're bored, lonely, there's nothing to do. You've done your work for today, you've been to the gym, and now you're just, like, bored. So you're like, yeah, well, I may as well. It could be at nighttime. You could think to yourself, oh yeah, I can't sleep if I don't do it. You got to find your trigger and just find something to replace it. Many guys, for them, it's the evening time when they're quite lonely and bored. And to them, I always say, you just need a new goal. It's like your goal right now in terms of, yeah, go, you know, get through school, get through work, do this, some business work, go to the gym. But that still leaves you with a good few hours of the day still left. If you leave those hours of the day open, you waste them. And naturally, as young, horny young men, we start masturbating. But if you added in another goal on top of that, maybe it was to make a certain amount of money. Maybe it was a different sport to train. Maybe it was like a different kind of workout. You know, you do your gym workout. What if you did like a mobility workout? What if you did a martial arts, like a boxing workout? What if you learned? What if you got into reading books? Since I started reading, I found it very hard to ever like watch porn or masturbate. Just because like, why would I? For 10, 20, 30 minutes, if I read, that's actually going to change my life in a positive way. And I'm going to learn things that I can implement and make more money and, you know, have more of a purpose and learn skills and traits and beliefs. If I watch porn, it's just dopamine that actually makes me feel bad. Whatever your trigger is, just think about it right now. And just think about how you could replace it with something that's a little bit more productive. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!